It is the 1st of December, as I was saying to you earlier. It's World AIDS Day. South Africa, of course, has made incredible gains in terms of how we have treated HIV. But here's one that we don't think about too often, right? This country still accounts for 20% of the world's HIV infections. South Africa still accounts for 20% of the world's HIV infections. Clearly, there's much work to still be done. In his latest newsletter, President Cyril Ramaphosa has said that, of course, our HIV/AIDS services have suffered due to the pressure on health facilities as a result of COVID-19. We are joined now by the Reverend Zwo Nevutalu, who is the executive manager at SANAC and the technical lead of the Cheka Impilo campaign. SANAC, of course, the South African National AIDS Council. Reverend, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Morning to you and to your listeners.
We don't think about that, but the idea that we still account for 20% of the world's HIV infections, that's just a staggering number after all the work that has been done.
Yes, indeed. We carry the biggest burden of HIV in the world by far. And listeners must bear in mind that while we are having interventions to reduce new infections, other countries as well with lower HIV/AIDS incidence are also working on that. So it looks like the burden of the disease might stay at this particular level unless other countries can just pop up and have a huge increases. But as the world battles to end this pandemic by 2030, we might be able to reach that goal, but still with us getting the biggest burden, yes.
COVID-19, of course, has upended just about anything you can think of. I would imagine that's had a real impact in the fight against HIV as well.
A very severe negative impact. Especially on what we call the UNAIDS, they said that for a country to move much closer to ending HIV as a public health threat, we need to have what we call the triple 90, 90, 90, 90.
Right.
So the first 90 is people who know their status or who get tested for HIV. The second 90 is that those who have tested positive are put on treatment.
Right.
And the third 90 is that those who are on treatment, 90% of them have their viral load suppressed. Now, COVID-19 has impacted especially the 290s. The people on treatment, we have realized that we are short as a country. We are from the 90, we are at like 79% at the moment. And people who are virally suppressed, 88%. And research has shown that during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the second 90 has suffered severely. So you've got fewer people who have been put on treatment than what we have targeted for.
Yeah.
And also you have got other people dropping out of treatment, which is very, very dangerous because it also creates resistance to medication when people drop out of treatment.
Let me ask you this. Is it making too much of this issue? COVID-19 has given us perhaps a renewed sense of solidarity, right? We sanitize, we social distance, we put on the masks so that we don't get the virus, but also to make sure we don't spread it if we have it. You talk about the three 90s, the 90-90-90 principle, the idea of obviously suppressing the virus, but also suppressing transmissions. Is that something we can start making more of a big deal about to make sure people don't just think about not contracting HIV, but also are quite clear in their heads about not spreading it?
Indeed. If you look at the theme for this World AIDS Day, which is called We Are In This Together, Checking Pilo.
Yeah.
It's actually lessons from COVID-19 that tells us that COVID-19 has taught us that when we are faced with pandemics, we mustn't think that anybody is safe from them. So we have to protect each other, but also protect others as well. Take care of protecting other people as well. So what the Department of Health is looking at is much more greater integration between COVID-19 and HIV and TB services. Because indeed, the principles are more or less the same, that we should actually protect ourselves.
Right.
85% of South Africans are HIV negative, by the way. I think we must not forget about that
aspect. Yes.
And it is very important that those who are negative stay negative so that we can have enough resources to take care of those who are positive. And those who are positive, if they take their treatment and also make sure that they don't infect other people, this thing is going to die very soon from our public health system.
Reverend, though, we have had issues of shortages of medication, right? People have had to overcome enormous obstacles just to get to treatment centers. And when they arrive there and they're told that there's a shortage of this or that drug, I mean, it isn't always that people default on their treatment because they don't want to or because they're irresponsible. Sometimes it's no fault of their own.
Indeed. That matter, indeed, there's evidence to that effect. The Department of Health immediately got on top of the situation because it was created primarily, really, as I've said, COVID-19 affected everything, the economy, distribution points. People were staying at home, most of the people, even though some are on essential services. So there was the impact of COVID-19. But I think as I look at the situation now, it has stabilized at the moment.
What about the enduring stigma of HIV/AIDS? How do we deal with that challenge?
Research shows that in actual fact, when we look at HIV and people suffering from HIV or AIDS, or even dying, primarily it is because of the stigma. We always say stigma kills. We have done a research and discovered that there are two types of stigma. There is external stigma and internal stigma. So there is stigma that comes from the other people outside, putting pressure on the person who is HIV positive, and then very often it develops into that person carrying the stigma themselves. And both of them are not helpful in our fight against HIV and AIDS. So that is why one of the biggest messages of WellSD is that we must say farewell to stigma. We need to embrace one another. And HIV is just a virus like any other virus. The people who are suffering from it did not manufacture it.
Yeah,
it came, you know, around in the environment like COVID, like any other virus. And we, as the people, need to be able to work together in support of those people who are infected, because it also affects us as well and the whole population.
All right. I think the message of Cheka Impilo couldn't come at a better time, because, of course, the positive news is that we know so much more about how HIV works. We know that a lot of AIDS-related illnesses can be dealt with, whether it's tuberculosis, pneumonia, diarrhea, and so on. All those effects can be dealt with. It's a chronic condition like many others, and can be kept well under control, can it not?
Definitely. And what we are seeing in South Africa now, that is why Cheka Impilo is a campaign. We are campaigning it on the platform of wellness rather than just focusing on HIV and AIDS. What we are discovering in the country is that HIV/AIDS-related illnesses are no longer the biggest causes of South Africans dying or causes of death. We are seeing a huge explosion of what we call non-communicable diseases, diseases like hypertension diabetes, sugar. And so Cheka Impilo says that we must all of us take care of our health and make sure that we live long, healthy, productive lives. So it is a message that goes out to say that we can all be well if we do all the necessary checks or the tests, and also take the treatment when we are infected with various viruses.
All right, we'll leave it there. Reverend Zor Navutalu, the executive manager at SANEC and the technical lead for the Cheka Impilo campaign. Cheka Impilo meaning simply check your health, right? Make sure you know. We want 90% of South Africans to know their status. 90% of those who are positive is the goal for them to be on treatment. And obviously for those on treatment, we want 90% viral suppression so that we stop this thing in its tracks. Do not be confused. HIV/AIDS is still a real challenge in South Africa. We cannot ignore it. But most importantly, I think we need to deal with the stigma, both internal stigma and external stigma.